Let's turn back, Justice Archer, to your work on the court, specific cases. Is there one case, for example, that you wrote, or a dissent perhaps that you wrote, that stands out in your mind, or two or three, as your most significant contributions to the jurisprudence of the state?
I'd like to think that each case that came before our court was exceedingly important. It was certainly important to the litigants of the state. And therefore, as a result, each case was important to me. Whether I happened to contribute by way of a majority opinion or a dissenting opinion, or whether I signed someone else's dissenting opinion or majority opinion, each case was important. The first case that you asked, or the case that stands out in my mind, was principally because it was the first one that was expedited. We've had others that have been expedited, but I can't tell you what they are. I recall one in which I took a dissent and made it into a majority on, I think it was Walker versus the Department of Social Services. The Chief Justice Riley, wrote the proposed majority, which turned out to be a dissent, and I wrote the dissenting opinion, which turned out to be a majority opinion.
What was that case about, Justice Archer, do you remember? Was that toward the end of your time?
No, it was sort of toward the beginning, I guess. It had to do with a lady who was working for someone who was not able to take care of herself fully. Department of Social Services had her come in and work for this person. She got injured while working for this person and sued the Department of Social Services, as I recall, asking for compensation. And at issue was whether or not she was entitled to it. I forget which. I think that was about it. And I held that she was, and the majority agreed. Mm-hmm. What do you have before you?
Oh, this is when I found that I was going to come and speak to you, I asked Bill Haggerty to get me up a list of cases where you had either written a majority or plurality opinion, or dissented, or written a concurring opinion, and this is what he
You
did.
Know, I have never had a list of what I've done. Would you mind if I had my secretary Xerox this?
No, I got a lot of notes on there.
But I mean, I'm not concerned about that, as I would. I'd
well,
be
go
interested
ahead.
If you don't mind.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And you can do it. Would you want to take a little time off?
No, we can keep talking.
Okay.
I will just have her do that, and thank you.
Well, she had to bring it back soon. I'd like to refer to it.
Yes. I need it right away.
You know, in other talking to other members, former members of the court, I had gone to the State Law Library, the Lexis system, you know, and got them to try to retrieve cases in the same fashion, all majority opinions, concurrences, dissents, and the results were very spotty, and whether it was because of the way the system worked or not, I don't know. It seemed because of your recent departure, you know, the fact that the wheels hadn't turned, and I didn't know how up-to-date the database would be in that sort of a system, so I just asked Bill if he could do it, and he did, and that's what he came up with.